Las Vegas, AP, CES 2024 kicks off in Las Vegas this week. The multi-day trade event put on by the Consumer Technology Association is set to feature swaths of the latest advances and gadgets across personal tech, transportation, healthcare, sustainability and more, with burgeoning uses of artificial intelligence almost everywhere you look. The Associated Press will be keeping a running report of everything we find interesting from the floor of CES, from the most interesting developments in vehicle tech, to wearables designed to improve accessibility to the newest smart home gadgets. Underscore underscore underscore. Your own personal bartender. Ryan Close loves a good cocktail, but he's the first to admit that he is a terrible bartender. That's why, he said, he created Bartesian, a cocktail-making machine small enough to sit on your kitchen counter. Its newest iteration, the Premier, can hold up to 4 different types of spirits. It retails for $369 and will be available later this year. On a small screen, you pick from 60 recipes, like a cosmopolitan or a white sangria. Drop the cocktail capsule into the machine, and in seconds you have a cocktail over ice. Lemon drop is Bartesian's most popular recipe, according to Close. Letting the right ones in. It can be tricky to keep track of your furry friends in and out of the house, but a new pet door might make it a little easier. Tech startup Pawport has unveiled a motorized pet door that will let your pet come and go as they please, while keeping other critters out. An accompanying collar tag that will open the door when your pet is near. But there's also customizable guardrails. The product, which can slide directly onto existing pet door frames, can be temporarily locked for specific pets or set to curfews, using the Pawport app or with remote control through compatible virtual assistants like Amazon's Alexa and Google Assistant. Pawport's pet door and app are currently available for pre-order and are set to make their ways into homes during the second quarter of 2024. Smart locks go biometric. It's 2024. Of course your face can unlock your phone. And your front door is next. Lockly, a tech company that specializes in smart locks, is showcasing a new lock with facial recognition technology that allows consumers to open doors without any keys. The new smart lock, dubbed Visage, is set to hit the market this summer. In addition to facial recognition, this lock will feature a biometric fingerprint sensor and secure digital keypad for alternative ways of entry, similar to past Lockly products. Visage is also compatible with Apple HomeKey and Apple Home. AI Twinsies. Have you ever wondered what it's like to be a twin? Rex Wong, CEO of Hollow AI, says his company has created AI personalization technology that can create your digital twin in mere minutes after uploading a selfie and voice memos in a phone app expected to launch later this month. Wong said he wanted to create a technology that could help digital creators and celebrities connect with their fans in a new way. Standing next to a television screen projecting her AI clone, Los Angeles-based content creator Mackenzie Brooke told AP that her digital twin will allow her to interact 24 hours a day with her followers across various social media platforms, and make money off of it. It's not a 9-to-5 job. It's a 24-hour job. There's no break, she said, noting that she posts more than 100 times a day just on Snapchat, a photo-sharing social media platform. Now I have my AI twin who is able to talk to my audience, but it talks the way I would talk. PlayStation controller makes a cameo appearance at Sony announcement. Sony Honda Mobility returned to the CES this year with some updates to its Afeela EV. While the car itself may not be any closer to moving out from being a concept, Sony had some fun with it. They drove it onto the stage with a PlayStation controller. President of Sony Honda Mobility Izumi Kawanishi was quick to point out that Afeela owners likely won't be driving cars using controllers in the future. Hyundai sees a future in hydrogen. Hyundai on Monday spotlighted its future plans for utilizing hydrogen energy. Beyond hydrogen-powered fuel cell vehicles, the South Korean automaker pointed to the possibilities of moving further into energy production, storage and transportation, as Hyundai works towards contributing to the establishment of a hydrogen society. Company leaders say this sets them apart from other automakers. We are introducing a way to turn organic waste and even plastic into clean hydrogen. This is unique, Jose Munoz, President and Global Chief Operating Officer of Hyundai Motor Company, said in a Monday press conference at CES 2024. Hyundai also shared plans to further define vehicles based off of their software offerings and new AI technology. With so-called software-defined vehicles, that could include opportunities for consumers to pay for features on demand, such as advanced driver assistance or autonomous driving, down the road. Hyundai also aims to integrate its own large language model into its navigation system. Samsung and Hyundai team up to add AI to your car. Samsung has announced that they are collaborating with Hyundai to develop home-to-car and car-to-home services to all Kia and Hyundai vehicles. What that means is that people will be able to use Samsung SmartThings service to set your car's cabin temperature or open its windows, and when you're in your car, you'll be able to control your home's lights and interact with any of your connected smart devices. Samsung also announced a team-up with Microsoft to bring more Copilot AI functions to their flagship Galaxy smartphones. A perfect companion for your pet. Busy families with dogs may want to be on the lookout for a new AI-powered robot that promises to play with, feed and even give medicine to your furry best friend. Consumer robotics firm Augmin was at CES 2024 to show its new Oro Pet Companion, an autonomous robot designed to assist with pet care by feeding, providing medicine and even playing with your dog using a ball launcher built into its chest. Transparent TVs are here. Consumer electronics giants LG and Samsung have unveiled transparent TVs at the show, with LG having just announced its OLED-powered display will go on sale later this year. Almost invisible when turned off, LG's 77-inch transparent OLED screen can switch between transparent mode and a more traditional black background for regular TV mode. The unique thing about OLED is it's an organic material that we can print on any type of surface, explains David Park from LG's home entertainment division. And so what we've done is printed it on a transparent piece of glass, and then to get the OLED picture quality, that's where we have that contrast film that goes up and down. Content is delivered wirelessly to the display using LG's Zero Connect box, which sends 4K images and sound. Why would you need a transparent TV? When not being watched as a traditional TV, the OLED TV can be used as a digital canvas for showcasing artworks, for instance. Samsung's transparent micro-LED-powered display showed off the technology as a concept. Ads coming to shopping carts. Food companies advertise all over the grocery store with eye-catching packaging and displays. Now, Instacart hopes they'll start advertising right on your cart. This week at CES, the San Francisco-based grocery delivery and technology company is unveiling a smart cart that shows video ads on a screen near the handle. General Mills, Del Monte Foods, and Dreyer's Grand Ice Cream are among the companies who will advertise on the carts during an upcoming pilot at West Coast stores owned by Good Food Holdings. Instacart says a screen might advertise deals or show a limited edition treat, like chocolate strawberry Cheerios. It might also share real-time recommendations based on what customers put in the cart, like advertising ice cream if a customer buys cones. Instacart got into the cart business in 2021 when it bought Caper, which makes smart carts with cameras and sensors that automatically keep track of items placed in them. Instacart says it expects to have thousands of Caper carts deployed by the end of this year. The Associated Press. 8, 2024, in Las Vegas. AP Photo, Ryan Sun, greater than.